Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brian Baldinger this morning on with the Joes, on with the Morning Roast.
You know what's wild? Is Brock Purdy actually played great. He played great, and they scored 3 points. Which means Seattle's defense, it's just a bad matchup. McCaffrey doesn't have that ball go through his hands at the goal line. They probably score a touchdown right there. Maybe it's a different game. You know, come down the field. They had one play of 20 yards to Kittle. Like, there's no holes to get the ball. I mean, he's making all the right reads. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. That's the best defense. I mean, Houston's good. But what they do is they're different than Houston in that they sit back in this cover two shell. You could run all the motions and shifts you want. They just sit there. They just let you do all your things. And then they match you up. And the ball can't, it's almost impossible to get the ball over their heads. And so there is no, now maybe Pearsall, if he's out there, maybe they find a way to get the ball. Maybe if Trent's there, they have an extra tick to get the ball down the field, whatever. But they're very difficult to penetrate.
Here's why I largely agree with him. And I don't know if I would have used the sentence, Brock Purdy played great. I think that when you say that, that's reserved for when there is maximum output. I don't know that I would have said he played great. I definitely would agree, though, that he did not play poorly.
No, he was fine.
And here's what I mean by that. And this is all I'm asking for. If you don't want to say he played great, fine. But when you say the offense scored 3 points, .. Brock Purdy played bad, I just think it's a lazy take. Let's bring that to all of the teams. All of your Josh Allen takes and your Patrick Mahomes takes and your Joe Burrow takes and your Lamar Jackson takes. Like, I just want all of us. Everyone. When we watch football, it's such a complicated game. We've joked about it. Whenever we hear what quarterbacks actually say in the huddle, it sounds like a different language. There's so much. Remember the thing we did with Cosell when we read Cosell's notes and I put them on Instagram and everybody's like, what the hell is he talking about? He's watching a completely different game. It's so nuanced. It's so layered. I just think it's lazy when we look at a team and they don't score a lot of points and we go, the quarterback played poorly. Or as Lucas said earlier today, I'm frustrated with Brock. Well, what'd you want him to do? I want him to let it rip. To who?
Right.
You want him to just throw? You want to just huck the ball downfield? There's no one there. The time's not there. He's probably going to get cut in half. The ball's going to get picked off. Like, the complementary nature of all of this
right.
has got to be a part of the discussion.
Absolutely. And that's where I sometimes bristle at quarterback record, much like I do plus minus. We all use it. We weaponize it for our own purposes where, you know, so-and-so has this quarterback record. Well, the quarterback record is only as good as the team's record. And this is a great example where Brock Purdy was fine. I think Mark Grandy and Grandy's grades, I don't know if we're going to do it today, but I saw on the social media, he gave him a C, and that's about where I would have it. You know, he didn't do anything special. He didn't do anything terrible. They had very little opportunity to do anything, and when he had chances, he made a couple of good throws. He made a couple of throws that weren't great. The one that got tipped and McCaffrey couldn't catch it, is that on Brock? Well, that's debatable. We can say yes or we can say no. Bottom line, they scored 3 points, and I think Grandy had it as a C, and I saw that, and I was like, you know what? That's about right. I wouldn't say that he was good or great. He was fine.
Yeah, like he did. Again, I want to know what was available that he didn't do. Like, this is the kind of, so Boxer and Gerson work, and then we're going to go to the phones. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I want to say hi to Jerry in South City. Jerry, thank you very much for listening to the show and participating. I really, really appreciate it, even though I totally disagree with what you wrote, and I'm about to read it. So he says, please don't throw Brock Purdy in the same conversation as Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Tom Brady, which, oh, by the way, I didn't really do. Like, there's this thing out there where you're like not allowed to say those names. I'm not telling you he's as good. I'm saying that we do the same thing to those players.
Yeah.
Where like, the whole, like, if this is how we're going to view quarterbacks, then why can't I say Patrick Mahomes had an awful year? He went 6-11. Terrible year. Why can't I say that? I'm not saying that, by the way. But that's what we do. I just want more nuance in the conversation. Let me read the rest of the text. He says, please don't throw Brock Purdy in the same conversation as those guys. They would never stink it up in an important game and score 3 points. He played poorly, admit it. If that's your take, you're allowed to have it. I'd love to hear you explain to us in what way. What did he do that was poor?
Right.
And if your answer is 3 points, that's one human being. That's one person. And no, they're not responsible for every single thing that happens offensively. No one person is responsible for the entire operation. If that were the case, this would be a lot easier to predict. We would just be like, that's a better quarterback than that, and then they win, and then we can move on.
Right.
But that's not how it works. So what was available to him that he didn't do that would lead you to the point he stunk it up?
I mean, he stunk it up. I wouldn't say that, but I mentioned the fourth down play, and I looked at the all 22, and you know, you had Kittle open over the middle, and you had the check down to Juice available earlier, and he got back there, and he was being pressured, and he threw it away. And I put that as much on Shanahan as I do on Purdy, because I thought the play call was bad. You tried to go play action on fourth and one, and Seattle didn't even worry about the play action part of it, and they just keyed on Purdy, and he was pressured, and that was about it. Other than that, if you want to go through all his throws, he had a couple that were like the one he threw high to DeMarcus Robinson, and Robinson goes up and catches it right at the line to gain. That throw was a little bit high. He was pressured. And also, could Robinson have gone another yard or two deeper to where, you know, even when he catches it, he gets the first down? And on that one, too, credit Seattle. They were on him.
Absolutely.
He caught it. They tackled him. He was short. And you move on.
And I think that's what Baldy's point actually was. I know that we're focusing on his sentence when he's like, Brock Purdy played great, but they only scored 3 points. If you listen to what he said the entire minute, he's talking about, he's like, that's how good Seattle is. That's how good Seattle is.
Number one in football in points allowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even when you beat him the first time, I think you got 15 points. Is that right?
17.
It was 17-15.
17-13. 17-13
okay.
Was the final
15
score.
15 was the one against Arizona where you gave up the safety.
Yeah, 16-15.
Ooh, 17. So you scored 20 points in 8 quarters against Seattle,
mm-hmm.
and you went 1-1.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Remember when the Niners scored 16 against the Cardinals, and people were like, Mac Jones is hot.
Yep.
Anyway.
You got to ride the hot hand.
Yeah, let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Hi, Leroy. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Willard? What's up, Dibs? Always a pleasure to be on. Hey, guys. Baldy was wrong.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why he was wrong. And he missed it. And you guys missed it. And you guys, both of you, are better than that. Yeah. I didn't expect you to miss
it. Oh,
darn it, Leroy.
We'll do better, Leroy, after this call, I promise.
Watch this.
Okay.
I mean,
we will.
Here it is.
Go ahead.
Here it is. The 49ers, Brock Purdy, played bad. But it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault.
Huh.
It was Kyle Shanahan's fault, but it was by design. I was at the game on Sunday against the Chicago Bears, and I watched this 49er team. I watched the energy. I watched everything, and it was fantastic. And to come back a week later and just get 3 points, I was like, something stinks around here. So let me try to find out what it is. And here's what I came to. I hope I don't hurt you guys' ego.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What the coach, Shanahan, and what the team cares about sometimes is not what you guys care about. And I'll say it like this. I'm listening to all the reaction from the players, coaches. They didn't seem to care much about the number one seed being on the road or being at home. They just didn't seem to care much. I'm listening. Hey, we're in the dance. And, you know, I think Kyle Shanahan came in and said, look, we're going to dummy down this playbook a little bit. The goal is to come out of this game healthy.
Which didn't happen.
And let's get ready for the playoffs.
Leroy, do you listen? I'm listening to everything you're saying. Do you really believe that the 49ers as an organization did not care about this game? When I hear you say that, it actually feels like a slap in the face to the Seahawks to me. Because what it sounds like you're saying is the 49ers would have or could have or all of that if they had just cared more, as opposed to crediting the Seahawks for playing a great game.
I thought Kyle Shanahan could have called a better game, and I thought he just got conservative trying to keep the guys healthy for the playoff run.
Interesting.
They probably cared a little bit, but come on, Willard, Dibbs. Hey, they're in the dance. We know how it is. Road, home, you can get beat anywhere. You can get beat anywhere. These guys have these long layoffs and rest a week and then come back and play like crap. All I'm saying is what we care about in the media and the fans, sometimes the players don't care about. In this instance, I just don't think Kyle Shanahan basically was like, hey, I'm not going to go in here and just like give it our all. You know, I need to do things to keep these guys healthy for this playoff run. And I think that's why we had 3 points. I don't think it was just Seattle being that dominant. That's all we'll do.
Leroy, thank you, appreciate Leroy. The call so
I mean,
much.
And I appreciate you holding our feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Tuesday's already our least favorite day of the week. And it just got worse.
Yeah.
It just got worse.
Well, actually, and it's about to get even worse.
Oh, God.
Let me say this. Leroy, I loved the call. I loved the effort. I not only disagree, I will take it in the opposite direction and feel with every fiber in my being that I'm right. I think I can very comfortably say that Kyle Shanahan and 49ers players care way more about what happened in that game on Saturday than we do.
Well, possibly.
We kind of wanted to have a week off and stuff, but you know, we didn't get the job done, and we kind of laid down and stuff. We didn't actually really want to win and stuff.
That's their life.
Questionable.
We all went to bed Saturday night. Bummer. Wake up, make breakfast. Like, they probably had a hard time sleeping, whether it was for emotions or the fact that it hurts like hell. Brock Purdy was laid out on the ground at the end of that game with a stinger. Tatum Bethune tore his groin. We have linebackers who are going to start this weekend who weren't even on the team 48 hours ago, or we've never heard of. Like, I think that's honestly, like, Leroy, I love Leroy the listener.
It's a great call.
But that's a
you don't love Leroy the caller?
Well, I love Leroy the person, the caller, the listener.
Thank you.
All of it. But what a wild thought. We care more?
It's pretty wild.
We care more about the outcome of that game than the Niners themselves?
And look around the league and look at the Chargers, who, yeah, they didn't really care about winning that game. They started Trey Lance, and they could have started Herbert to improve their seed, but they're like, nah,
we're cool.
Philadelphia could have done the same thing. Like, we want to go out there and win this game and get momentum. And they sat everyone, and the Niners played everyone they had healthy. And as I go through the game for a third and a fourth time, what you see is Seattle comes up on every defensive play, and they tackle. And the Niners had no ability to get down over the top, no Pearsall, no Trent, whatever you want to blame. Brock Purdy had no time to go back seven steps. Think about Chicago, where he'd get back in the pocket, and he'd look left, he'd look right, he'd look in the middle, he'd look left, he'd look right again, and then he thought, you know what, I'll just check this down. He had time.
Yep.
They had no time.
Oh, by
Saturday.
The way, that Chicago team was a team that embarrassed Philadelphia on Black Friday. So we're going to need reminders, I think, throughout the week that this is a week-to-week league. we get so caught up in the last thing we saw. And it's why betting is so hard, because we get caught
Betting's
up.
Hard.
It is. We get caught up in what we most
trades are hard
and what we most recently saw, and we decide that's fact, and then we bring that to the next week, and then we go, oh, why does it look different? Because it always does. It always does. But we'll-
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll get to that a little bit later today and later in the week, because I do think that the 49er fan base feels like you agree, like there's a little bit of a defeatist sort of a mindset right now, like the Niners are just going to get their doors blown off.
Right.
And maybe they will.
They might.
I don't know, but the idea that like the Niners just don't even have a chance to win this football game, I think is also funny.
Yeah.
Like of course they do.
And I always think about the Kubler-Ross 5 stages of grief model. Mm-hmm. And it feels to me like a lot of Niner fans are in acceptance, which is, yeah, you know, we just, all these injuries, we're not good enough, and we have to go to Philadelphia and that crowd and all those Philadelphian middle fingers. And, you know, Brock Purdy, boy, he turned back into a pumpkin, and we may not have Pearsall. And you know what? I've accepted the fact that this was a fun year, 12-5. We're going to get beat in Philly, but you know what? We'll get them next year.
We're just protecting emotions. That's all that is.
It's the 5 stages.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't need to be in full grief yet. They're in the playoffs, and they might win. Like, you never know. Like, any given right. Sunday is a phrase, right? So, anyway, and the Brock thing, just to kind of circle back to that, because I want to keep going with the phones. I know we get feet held to the fire again every time that Brock Purdy's name comes up, and then you start talking about the other great quarterbacks in the league. It's not about comparing Brock Purdy to anybody. It's more about comparing situations and wondering why we all process them the way we do. In other words, when Josh Allen gets sacked 8 times, turns the ball over twice, and loses on primetime football against the Houston Texans, why doesn't it sound the same? I don't ever hear anybody come out of a Sunday and be like, Josh Allen played like crap, or as you put it, turned into a pumpkin.
Yep.
I don't ever hear that. That's the difference. It's not about comparing Brock to Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. It's talking about situations. I watched Brock Purdy go 6-11 last year and had to fight fans all offseason about how, quote unquote, Brock Purdy went 6-11.
Shouldn't give him that contract.
It's not going to happen to Patrick Mahomes this offseason, even though it happened. But I won't hear that. Nobody will do that.
Well, because he got hurt. He got badly hurt.
For the last game, just like Brock did.
He missed three. He missed three games.
Brock missed two.
Yep.
No one will ever say that.
Brock missed 8 this year.
Exactly.
And you know where he ranks in QBR? And that's ESPN's quarterback ranking metric?
I do. He's number 2 in the entire NFL.
Tied with Jordan Love.
Yep.
Behind only the MVP in weight, Drake May.
I actually don't think he's going to win it, but I hear you. I think Stafford's going to win it.
You realize that Stafford has never in his whole career gotten even one first place vote for MVP.
He's going through this
think
year.
Think about that.
I know.
He's never even gotten a first place vote. I think Drake May is going to win it just because this is one of those years where...
Side bet.
It's kind of like a fun, funky year. I'll tell you what. We'll make a side bet. when you get our other bet with those midday guys paid off.
Okay. That's on me now?
Hold their feet to the fire. Well, Steiny's afraid of you and Guru respects you.
Okay, but I'm going to get Leroy in Oakland to do it. Hey, Leroy, I bet you're still listening. I need you to call tomorrow, maybe even during the crossover. We don't usually do calls during the crossover.
We'll do his call.
But Leroy, I need you to call out Steiny and Goo for not being more aggressive in setting a date to buy us dinner. Can we set that up? We need that. Because he was really good at holding people's feet to the fire. He was right. Our egos are in the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, it's out of control. And I'm going through the game for a fourth time, and I'm just going to look at all Brock Purdy's dropbacks.
Are you really?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know this, but you tend to talk a lot. And I can both listen to you and watch plays. And so far, watching Brock Purdy, not a lot of guys open.
Yeah.
Like, Seattle's rushing four. And getting pressure, which means it's your five against their seven, and their seven are better than your five.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.